Greek houses at IU are owned by private organizations or private corporations, so the university cannot force them to close. With the COVID-19 positivity rate as high as 50% in some of these houses, Director of Testing Mitigation Dr. Aaron Carroll says it's clear the safe living plans developed by each house didn't go far enough.
And the fact that students who choose to live in these types of situations want to be social, and with shared bathrooms, shared living space, shared room, it doesn't appear that the plans that were put forward initially were enough to contain this.
IU Provost Lauren Rebell says Greek students will not be allowed to live in a quarantine residence hall set up for on-campus students because there's not enough space. Students would be forced to either find living arrangements in Bloomington or return home. Rebell says none of the 2,600 fraternity or sorority students will be suspended for violating the university's COVID-19 safety policies. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Pinsker.